Macmillan Audio presents The Merchant's War by Charles Stross. Read for you by Kate Redding. One. After the wedding party. The wreckage still smoldered in the wan dawn light, sending a column of grayish-white smoke spiraling into the misty sky above Nivain. Two mounted men surveyed it from a vantage point beside the palace gatehouse.
What a mess. Unavoidable, I think. The best-laid plans. Have they found His Majesty yet, Your Grace?
The first speaker shrugged. His horse shuffled, blowing out noisily. The smell of smoke, or possibly the bodies, was making it nervous.
If he was inside the Great Hall, we might never find identifiable remains. That could be a problem. I believe the blast must have far exceeded the plotter's intent. The soldiers found the idiot, though, what was left of him, near chopped in half by the rebels' guns.
It was not a cold morning, and the second speaker wore a heavy riding coat. Nevertheless, he shivered.
If these are the spells the witch families play with, then I think we may conclude that His Presumptive Majesty struck not a moment.